Hockey.
Hockey.
And Hounds.
Release the Hounds!
With Columbus Blue Jackets head coach John Tortorella.
Brought to you by Telhio Credit Union.
All right, great of Torts to join us before they jump on the plane to go down to Big D. This is Hockey and Hounds, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. John Tortorella is with us. Torts, good to have you.
Hey, Anthony, Matt, how are you?
We're doing okay, thanks. You know, we talked to you pre-deadline, and so now we get you post-deadline, and you were, you know, very honest about where you thought the organization was with the situation in this season. But it's still got to be tough to say goodbye to Nick Foligno and David Savard and Nash. Let me start with Foligno. We had him in studio a while back, and when you came to town, it wasn't a foregone conclusion that you felt that what you saw in him spelled captain. And I asked him on the air the other day, I said, you know, what did you learn about yourself as a player, you know, trying to captain a John Tortorella team? And he did say that you did make him a better person, player, and he went through a lot of how he felt he grew. How do you feel he did under your leadership, being your captain in that room?
Yeah, I remember, maybe Nick probably told you, but the first thing I said to him that summer after my first season, because Nick was the captain when I came here, and I said, I don't think you can do it. I just don't see you as a captain. And, you know, Nick and I talked about it the other day, you know, when all this was going down. He says, yeah, I remember you saying that to me. And he said, I just wanted to smoke you right there. But I needed to be honest with him. I said, but I am going to give you an opportunity. And you know what, guys? It's been really – I've been very fortunate and honored to watch him grow. And we've had so many different discussions as a captain and a head coach would have through the past 4 or 5 years and some crazy stuff going on with the club that I just have a whole different look as far as what he is. I think he has – skin on him. I think he's got one of the greatest hearts as a person, not as a hockey player, but just as a person. A wonderful family. I'm really happy I was able to go through the process with him.
You know, Coach, the other part of this deal was savvy, and he goes to Tampa. And I just want to ask you, from your perspective as a coach, when you have a player like that that seems to just do a lot of the little things correct, like, what was special about him as a player from your perspective, getting to see him on a daily basis?
Yeah, the first thing to see him on a daily basis is how he walks into the locker room. You can't say, you know, a lot of times you can't call a guy a hockey player. Savvy's a hockey player. That's all he cares about. He enjoys it so much. He enjoys being in the rink. He enjoys the practices. He was such an influence before we even stepped on the ice as far as how you handle yourself as a pro. And, you know, you usually call forward grinders and those type of guys. He's a grinder for a defenseman for me. When he first came in, he had some offense to him. His role slowly changed in the league, and he is a guy underneath the hash marks, the blocking of shots, some ugliness to his game, but he just gets it done. He does so many things for the intangibles as far as a locker room and how many people respect him in the room and bringing the room together that is going to help Tampa. I just got through talking to a beat writer in Tampa about that. It may take a little time for them to figure that out with Savvy, but he brings so much, not just on the ice, but in that locker room. And I know the guys that have been with him here for a number of years, when he walked out the door, that you know, all of them, obviously, but he's a special one as far as just how he conducted himself in the locker room.
Torts with us, Hockey and Hounds, here on a Wednesday here on Rothman and Ice, brought to you by Telhio Credit Union. You know, I said it on the air yesterday. You were asked after the game the other night about Patrick Laine's goal in his game. And he comes from behind the net like a steam train. And I said on the air, dating myself, he looked like Yari Curry. I mean, he was determined. That's the word I use, the determination that he was going to get to that crease. Whether he scored or not, who knows? But he was getting there. And you were asked after the game, and your answer was, when he's engaged – can be a really good hockey player. And I said to Maddie, I go, I sense almost like you wondering in your mind, if he can do that, why doesn't he do it? And I could be wrong. And I felt like when you have God-given ability, and you can define what you meant by engaged, but I felt like that maybe this confidence and the shot, and all, that all comes when you do all that other stuff. And I'm just wondering if you feel like there is a determination that he has to break through still.
Yeah, there's no question. And that isn't a engaged is determination. And that's not a criticism of Patty. We forget with this guy, because he has such a big name in the game, in the league, and all the goals he's scored, that we forget he's 22. I still think he has a process to go through of understanding engagement, understanding the determination that is needed in the game, understanding the determination that's needed in preparation. That's not a bad thing to say. People will criticize me. They probably will criticize me, as they just said it to you. That isn't a criticism. That is coaching. That is part of teaching a player. That is my job. And I'm going to continue working with Eddie. Him and I have had so many conversations about a number of topics, and this being one of them, of what he could become. He's known for all the goals. That's great. But there is so much more to the game, too. And it's not changing him as a player. It's not changing him as a goal scorer. It's trying to make him a better player. And I'm going to continue to go down that road. And great kid, unbelievable goal. One of the greatest goals I've seen scored in quite a while. And you do, you wonder, you start wondering, man, there it is. And as a coach, you say, okay, let's do that. Let's do that type of determination. I have that type of determination. Your next shift and your next shift. And let's see where this really goes, because he has a chance to be one hell of a hockey player in this league. Not just based on goals, on maybe winning a Stanley Cup. That's what you're measured on. And I think that's my job, and I'm going to keep on pushing along with Patty here. And we have great communication, him and I. I'm going to keep on doing it, and I hope I help him. I hope I help him as a person. I hope I help him as a player.
Coach, when you lose a guy like Nick, obviously there's a chunk of leadership that leaves your club. As you scan the guys that are currently with you, have you locked in on anybody or a couple guys that you view as guys that can step up and really grab hold of a leadership role?
Yeah. This is tough. We're eating some shit here. There are certain times in your career, certain times for an organization, you eat some shit, and it's how you handle yourself as you're sitting at the table doing that. And I think that's very important. As we go through this struggle that we've had this year, that guys like Cam and Jonesy, they wear the letters on the jerseys now. There's not going to be another captain. They'll have the A's on. I think they've got to lead the way. I think the coaches and really the guys that have been here for a number of years have got to try to carry this and finish this year with some decency, because it's hard. I know it's hard for players when you're not playing for anything. The young kids are going to come in and play with enthusiasm. But the guys that have been, through the whole role of this 5 years of progressing and then us falling off this year, it's a little bit different for them. But we expect it, we hope, and we're going to keep on talking about trying to finish this year as professionals and do it the right way.
Torts with us, Hockey and Hounds, here on a Wednesday before they go to Dallas. I will bring this dog up again because he deserves – a chance, and I know you wanted me to update. I wish I had a home yet for Odin. I do not. Odin is the dog from a while back that you and I tried to help, and our listeners did help, contributing to his long, painful recovery after the surgery on his legs. He was a dog that unfortunately was probably a backyard bred dog that had a deformity in his leg, but he is back, and he is healthy. He's got a sense of adventure. He's curious about his surroundings. He came to Rescued Ohio as a very sick dog. Like I said, he had severe bone deformation. He had some dental problems. His legs are mended. He is ready to play. He is ready to go. Now, because he had been cooped up in a crate wearing a cone for most of his young life, and because he has only recently gained the use of his legs, he's been a very frustrated guy, but he'll need to be kept kind of in a, you know, in a supply of like durable chew toys, which we can handle. Keep his activity, because really his only form of exercise while he was healing, Torts, was that, you know, chewing on things and trying to occupy his mind. And so, but these days he's free to walk on a leash. He can play with other dogs. He can fetch toys, you know, on a short distance. He's not going to do any line drills from Torts. He's not going to do any of that stuff, but he's a suitable companion for a lot of people. And while we don't want him to be forced to run or do anything extreme on weight bearing exercises right now, he is an awesome dude. He's like I would call him like maybe an American bulldog type mix. He's gray and white. He's just a beautiful boy, and I want to put him out there again, and I'm going to continue to push for him. These are the ones I told you that we can't just say once and hope. These are the ones we have to kind of put out there again. And so he's very dog friendly. He's lived with both male and female dogs of all sizes. He wanted to play with all of them. In fact, he lives with a foster brother, and they're best friends. So they play and chase and have little wrestling matches in the backyard. So I want people out there to consider adopting Odin. And if you do, I will be with you along for the ride with Odin. I care that much about this dog, and I know we have your support and you're backing him. And so Odin is our guy still, and we got to get him a home.
Oh, my fingers crossed with that. I still have a picture of him on my phone. So, I hope it connects. Keep on pushing it, Anthony.
Yep. We will. These are specific needs dogs sometimes. And so we want to consider applications that give him what he needs in his forever home. So I'm not telling anyone not to apply. I'm just saying if he does require a home, we'd like to have him in a fenced-in yard if we can. And then we'll set up some meet and greets, and we can arrange and approve an adopter and get him the home he deserves. But if you're someone out there that's looking for a great dog that needs a little bit of extra observation at times, he's your guy. He's a true underdog, and he deserves a great life. So Odin is our man today, our Hockey and Hound celebrity dog, and we hope to get him adopted. So I hope to have some good news for you in the next week or two.
Yeah, and hey, keep it in mind, and Christina and I have done this a number of times, is regarding if someone is without a fence but is really interested in Odin, that's something that we can help out with as far as through our foundation. We've done it many times in many parts of the country here. Sometimes that's what it is. It's just having an availability to keep the dog in the yard. And so I want to put that in there with you. We will certainly help with that if someone's interested in Odin, and that's the catch point as far as lack of fence or an area to keep him in.
That's awesome. Thanks. That's great to hear, and we know that's what you're about. So thanks, Torts. Have a nice trip. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, boys. Be safe. Be well.